Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, November 14th. Almost Friday the 13th, but not 2014. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week, we have news for movies and toys and all that usual stuff that we talk about here, because I don't know why we do it. We just do it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Box office tops last week. Big Hero 6. $56.2 million. Interstellar was number 2, $47.5 million. Gone Girl, number 3, $6.2 million. Ouija, number 4, $5.8 million, which is phenomenal. I'll have to go back on that in a second. But Fury rounded out the top 5 at $5.6 million. I am astonished. Not really astonished. Not really proud. You understand what I'm getting at, right? Ouija is this little movie that was probably made for a contractual obligation for like $5 million, and it keeps pulling in money. And I just love seeing that, because you have all these $100 million movies that have to make like $500 million after marketing to break even, and they got to do well internationally and all this other stuff. And you see this little tiny movie where they put in some money and they got a lot out of it. I mean, I just like seeing that, because you don't have to make every movie be huge. Not everything has to have apocalyptic stakes. Well, maybe this does. I didn't see it. I'm not going to. But the point is that there's still a place in the world for little movies, which is great, because there's a lot of really good little movies out there that nobody ever goes to see. You know, I mean, there's only so many romantic comedies and superhero adventure apocalypse movies and remakes and reboots you can watch. Once in a while, what you need is a movie with a guy who's faking a suicide note for his kid, or a couple of guys who are just going around bowling all day. It's great stuff. What else we got this week? New Dumb and Dumber 2, Beyond the Lights, Rosewater, Foxcatcher, The Homesman, and other movies in limited release. Next week is the first part of the last Hunger Games movie, if that makes sense. That's not a sentence I would ever expect I would have said 10 years ago. In the news, Starz is doing an Evil Dead TV show with Bruce Campbell in 2015. Groovy. Lucasfilm is making a new movie, and it is in Star Wars. Strange Magic is a new fantasy movie due in January, released by Disney's Touchstone imprint. The voice cast is a lot of people you probably know. Maya Rudolph, Alfred Molina, Bob, Super Dave Einstein, Peter Stormare, and others. It's a fairy tale musical with goblins and elves and stuff. And apparently all the movie news sites did no research and decided that it was the working title for Frozen 2. It's not Frozen 2. It's a Lucasfilm thing. Rumors are going around this week that Marvel is going to do an Aunt May movie, as well as an appearance by Spider-Man in the Civil War movies, both of which I'll believe when I see. On the DC side of things, Margot Robbie's name is being thrown around as the first live-action movie Harley Quinn, as well as a Jared Leto Joker, and it's good news. Jesse Eisenberg, Lex Luthor, we've heard that before, right? I think we've heard that before. Production on Community. Season 6 begins in a couple of days with Paget Brewster and Keith David added to the cast. Yvette Nicole Brown, Donald Glover, Chevy Chase, Jonathan Banks, and John Oliver are all either out or expected to be out due to other commitments or decisions to not commit. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous will get a reboot with Nick Cannon hosting for NBC. Adding to the slate of genre movies next year, M. Night Shyamalan has revealed, really not revealed, a new movie will be coming in September 2015. It'll be called The Visit, and that's all we know about it, but it's coming out in September, which usually tells you what the studio's hopes are for a movie. Chicago is putting in for a move to block the new George Lucas Museum of Narrative Art. It's going to be filled with stuff from his movies and career and art collection. The reason is it's being built on a park where it is argued the city lacks the authority to grant permission for anyone to build anything there. So this will be interesting to watch, because I like parks, and I like Star Wars, and I want both things to exist. So maybe they could just give me all the stuff for the museum, and I'll just keep it around the house, and problem solved. I can solve any problem. I'm very good at that.
On sale, Entertainment Earth.
Ripple Junction sale. Buy one, get one 40% off. Now here's the ad copy they wrote. While the weather outside may be getting frightful, you'll feel warm, toasty, and delightful in awesome apparel from Ripple Junction for a limited time only. Buy one, get one 40% off on trendy tees, sweatshirts, hoodies, and more. Stock up and save today. In toy news, Hikari Transformers Metallic Optimus Prime is one of the couple of new Hikari items this week. It's also joined by Bumblebee. They come in colors not unlike their G1 counterparts. They haven't actually done cartoon versions yet. They've done all of the weird vinyl-y versions first. So you can order these right now. The runs are a little bit higher, and they look really great. And they'll be out in 2015. They don't have Autobrand, so if you want an Autobot symbol, you'll need to buy some stickers and put it on yourself. But other than that, really nice paint job. They look great. Check them out. New exclusives this week. We've got one. It's the Guardians of the Galaxy Baby Dancing Groot Figural Mug. It is our exclusive. We are the only ones that have it, unless you buy it from us, in which case you'll have it. And you can order it right now. It's coming early next year. New pre-orders include the Marvel Universe Ant-Man 3¼-inch figure. No, wait, that's in stock. I'm sorry, I had that in the wrong area. My apologies. We also have Cosmos Swerve, 50th Anniversary G.I. Joes, and more in not-mint packaging. And really cheap, by the way. The prices on these are... I'm uncomfortable with how low these are, so you might want to go ahead and look at those if you still need a Cosmos or a Swerve or some G.I. Joes. New pre-orders include the Toy Story Time... No, it's Toy Story That Time Forgot Battleopolis Action Figure 3-Pack. These are hard to say. Saturday Night Live Ambiguously Gay Duo Ace and Gary 8-Inch Action Figure Set. They're like Mego figures, but not because Mego doesn't exist anymore. We also added Big Bang Theory Minimates Series 1 and 2, as well as the Munsters Black and White Nevermore Cuckoo Clock and Spot Maquette Statue. Those are up now. You can order right now. You'll get them if they're here. If they're not here, you'll get them when they get here. That's the great thing about pre-orders. Is, yeah, just tell us you want it. We'll send it to you. Easy. That's all I got for this week. I have to prepare. I am going on assignment this weekend, so I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Check out our news site at news.entertainmentearth.com. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And have a great weekend.